Welcome back to the Do Less Guest podcast. Oh my gosh, don't knock that over. We just had a catastrophe. The studio sign fell, but we're fine. We're back. And if you're new to the Do Less Guest, hello. Thank you for listening.
Howdy.
All sorts of content here for you. Me and Jake are back. How's it been, man?
It's been pretty good. Got slightly sunburnt yesterday when we went golfing, but yeah. I'll be fine.
Did you really?
On the left side of my neck.
Oh, I see. I sunscreened up.
Did you?
Those are perks of getting married. She's like, I bought this big thing of like a daily sunscreen moisturizer.
That's good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't put it on daily, but.
I brought sunscreen.
But.
Which is half the battle.
Yeah.
And then I did not participate in the second half of the battle, which is applying it to my skin.
You were like, I'd never golfed before. And you were just like ripping right down the fairway. It was pretty.
Yeah, things were going my way yesterday.
I was proud of myself. You probably saw it there that one time, once, probably twice, the wheels almost came off. I was like, oh, I want to throw this club.
Yeah, I thought we were going to see a driver throw into someone's backyard, but.
Right. It was good to me. Right when I was on the brink of losing it, I would hit a decent shot and kind of.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as we turned the camera on, you hit your best shot of the day. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm. Which when I edited the ball, you can't see the ball. So it's,
yeah,
it didn't look as cool. I was like, oh, this is going to look sweet, sweet. But
we should golf at night.
Yeah, I know.
Then you'd see the ball.
Make the ball like black or something.
Wouldn't yeah.
it be way easier to see?
Yeah, why are all the golf balls white?
But they need to put some like alarm inside it or something where you can like sound it to find it.
Yeah, have like a tile attached to it.
Yeah, there's got to be some easy way to find your ball.
Yeah.
Lose them constantly.
Or at Topgolf, it'll tell you like the arc of it, tells you exactly where it landed. Right. That's great.
Yeah. What are they doing at Topgolf? Topgolf is fun, man.
They have, I just learned, you know, because I'm a big golfer since yesterday, half price bays on Tuesdays. It's like, wow.
Really?
Maybe I should, you know, look into this golf career.
I forget about Topgolf. Yeah, it's fun there. It really is. You can get into it.
You can get, the like infused donut holes, those are a must.
Infused with golf balls?
No.
You well, hit the donut. You ever hit the donut holes? That's when it gets fun. When you start to devolve at Topgolf, and don't judge me for those people, but yeah, last time I was there with my buddies, we're there just goofing off, and we start just throwing the balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fun.
They don't love it.
But. Right. And then it ended with, I don't know why I thought this. I was going to. One of their like sturdy cups I was gonna hit into the fairway. So in my head I thought I would just like blast it maybe 50 yards and the guy would find it, like, why is there a cup out here? But it disintegrated when
yeah.
I made contact, which is pretty obvious in hindsight, but it was pretty shocking. And
it sounds like you really made a mess at Topgolf.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're a bunch of like 21 year olds.
Oh, so this is a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
This wasn't like last week. This yeah, just like, me and Katie went there.
Katie's out of town.
She's like, please stop. And I
Topgolf is fun. And it's also funny that I feel like it's so consistent that every week I will see one and only one video of a girl on Instagram Topgolfing. And they're all the same.
True. Just
crazy backswing. Do like a full on pirouette, swing and miss it, and then like laugh at the camera, like, don't post that one, don't post that one. Okay, hold on. Oh. And then, some caption when they finally do hit it, it's like, first try.
Yeah, or first try.
Maybe I do have a career in this. Yeah.
Yeah. Or that, or
just one per week.
Or like a bodybuilder who like makes contact and hits it over the fence.
Yeah,
I found out
when
I went there, I have a real tendency, which I've corrected a little, but a tendency to, what's it called, slice it when it goes that way. That makes sense.
Yes,
slice it. And I could hit it so hard and slice it so like aggressively, it would go probably at like almost like a 10 degree angle. I mean, just right to the right, it would go over because the fence is shorter over there.
So it traveled like 600 yards, but only like, you know, 100 yards in front of you.
Yeah,
so.
At most. Yes.
Huh. That's cool. It'd be good for golf term, dog leg rights.
Wait, what's that?
It's like a hole that like, you know, the tee boxes, when you look down the fairway, the hole is actually to the right.
Oh.
So you need to like put a little
you
slice
only know
on
that
your shot.
Because of the video game.
The video game, of right, course. Right, Tiger Woods, PGA Tour 2003.
Dude,
that song or that video game is funny. I feel like no one talks about this. you know how like Madden or 2K, there's like a soundtrack of like 20, 30 songs. Mm-hmm. There was one version of Tiger Woods PGA Tour where there was only one song on the soundtrack. It just played over and over again. I don't know how, if I had a defective version, but it was, what is it called? I like the way you move.
I like the way you move. I like the way, dude.
That was the only song. It was awesome though.
I know the only sport I really played about was basketball growing up, but I know a lot about other sports because I got so into that sports video game.
Yeah, it's great. It's pretty educational.
Couldn't care less about soccer, but I know all the rules of soccer. Yeah. I know all the teams of soccer because I was obsessed with the video game.
I didn't understand offsides in soccer until I started playing FIFA.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Okay, yeah, I know how to do this
I know now. The ins and outs of cover two, cover three defenses, blitz packages, because I've studied Madden playbooks.
But never played football.
No. I don't.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, and I guarantee you, you were really into Tiger Woods video game.
Yeah.
That has to help you on the course.
It had to have somewhat helped.
A little bit. I mean, you had some reasonable idea of like clubs and irons and stuff. I mean, I know nothing. So.
Well. Come out Tuesday, half price base.
Yeah, you know? Half price. Half I'm price a little into base. It, but this is what happened last time. I played around and hit like a couple decent shots. Like what I played one time last year and had a similar day, but then I'd have like this one. I was over on the rough and the green was like up on a hill behind these huge trees.
Okay.
And I just swung the heck out of a wedge and I flopped it over the trees like 3 feet go. From the hole.
Oh, wow.
And I was like the best shot anyone shot all day. I'm like, and you know what? I got this. I went out Sign the me next up again. Weekend and topped every ball I ever swung at. And I just, by hole 13, I quit playing.
Golf takes forever, too. We played 9 holes yesterday, and that was a long time.
I know. I just, that's how, not realistically, I'm never going to get into it. I don't think I could do 18.
I'm too impatient for golf.
Right. I want to dive across the pickleball court. I want to make a diving run at home after I smack a kickball. Like that's
actually what I noticed yesterday playing golf is like, oh, I hit a bad shot with this pitching wedge from the rough, but I may not get that opportunity again all day. Like I some opportunity now, whereas like basketball, like, okay, I missed that shot, but like the very next time down the court, I might get to just redeem myself.
Right.
In golf, it just takes forever.
Yeah.
The competitor in me. I don't know. Too impatient.
I hear you, man.
How do you feel about putt-putt? Miniature golf.
Oh, I've had some total tantrums at putt-putt. So
like on first dates or like what?
No, I avoided those on first dates wisely. The last I took a girl on a competitive event once on a first date and she beat me in bowling and it like ruined the night. I couldn't recover from it. So I was like, I'm just gonna not. And then I dated a girl who could beat me in ping pong and we'd play ping pong.
That's attractive.
And I was getting furious. She just like turned into like my bro and I was just like, you will not beat me this game. You will not beat me. She was just like, okay, I don't really like this. Like, I thought we were having fun. I'm like, no, this is no part of this is fun anymore.
Why would this be fun?
Why would this be fun? So I've had to refrain from those, but I putt-putted with, I remember like in high school, you know, we went to putt-putt and we were getting in a total fight with friends because, you know, I'd get buddies who were equally competitive. So I think it was a deal where I tried to do something and cheat it and like really hit it to like bounce over this and kind of cheat and landed like outside of the course.
Like in the rocks. Gravel or something.
And my buddy was like, you have to hit it from there. I'm like, no. Oh. And we got in this fight and I was just like, if we do, okay, fine. I started hitting their balls out of the way and we just like gotten in a fight. Mm. But the best ever, dude, when we went putt-putting, I had this friend. He was like the awkward friend.
Okay.
So it just makes sense. But he was, his ball had landed in the little like pond area of the putt-putt. You know, there's like a net right there. So you just fish it out.
Okay.
And he would like reach to fish it and he fell in. Oh,
dude. Like Michael Scott in the koi pond.
Yes.
Just like fell in a body of water in public.
That's an all-time Office episode when he fell in the koi pond. But yeah, you ever done it at like a competitive event with a woman or for a date? Did it go well for you?
Competitive event. I've done putt-putt. I don't know. I have this dream of someday doing, it wouldn't be a first date, but I want to take a girl on a date. It's called Chick-fil-A laser tag. I feel like it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Just that sounds there. Fun.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A and laser tag. Just throw them together back to back. That would be fun. But no, I think I've only done putt-putt. I think that's it. That's the most competitive I've ever gotten on like a date. Yeah. I usually do all right at putt-putt.
Yeah.
Too competitive not to.
Right.
group of sister.
Yeah, see if she beats you. You're just like, I don't know. It would gnaw at me a little bit.
I'd be like, let's go again.
Yeah,
let's
seriously.
Let's do the back nine again. And this time it's for ice cream.
Yeah. Bowling's another thing I love. I haven't done it in years.
Yeah, I don't get into bowling.
You don't. It's not your thing.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Really? I don't
I'm
know.
Just kidding. I know.
I always
push it with my foot.
The holes. Yeah. What do I do with those? I went with friends. I was like, man, this is fun. And, you know, as normal people do, like, yeah, I'm just done. I'm going to leave. And I was like, Katie, can I stay and like play? And again, she was like, I guess. And she just sat there and like finished her glass of wine as I just ripped 10 frames in like 10 minutes.
Bowling
like,
by yourself, I could get into.
Yeah.
Because you have like the reps to actually get better.
I'm the guy. Tell me about this. Are you? I feel like you would be the same guy when you're playing, let's say pickleball,
okay,
or some other sport where like I'm amazed at everyone's lack of awareness of the score or whose serve it is.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. What's the score again? 9-7. I just said it. No, it's your serve now. Okay, wait. And they hit it back to me. Why are you hitting it to me? It's still your serve. And then, dude, it drives. And I hide it. But I'm like, I do it when I play with Katie. She's, you know, she's just kind of like, she's not the competitive. She's just kind of like, la, la, la. And she'll like, in pickleball, you if you're 2-on-2, you both serve before it switches.
Yep.
So like she'll serve first and then she'll like throw it to the other side. I'm like, no, it's my serve now. Or if she'll win a serve, then we're supposed to switch and she'll just stand there. Like we switch every time you win a serve. She's like, stop, stop. I feel like you are on the same page.
Our friend Gunner never knows the score and he's competitive. Like he's into the game, but just has no clue what the score is ever. He'll get ready to serve. I said, what is it again? Dude, we just told you it was 3-5-1.
I have a buddy who's just a real kind of passive, like laid back guy, which I'm the opposite of. And yeah, whenever he's playing a sport and it's his serve, he'll kind of walk over there and hit it. He'd be like, all right, someone remind me the score.
We all good here?
Serve it. Yeah, that's so with bowling, you know, like six people in a lane. And someone finishes and they're just kind of talking. I'm like, you know, Ashley, you're up next. Come on. You know,
after Jordan, you're always going to be next. You're always on deck when Jordan goes. Okay. Yeah. Pay attention.
Yeah. You're probably the type of guy in bowling where like the second the pins get placed and it goes back up, my ball's going. Let's keep it going.
Like the other person's having to like dodge your ball because they just got done bowling.
Yeah. That's why I never was interested in golf. And I feel like you and me, golf's not going to work. I mentioned it to Katie. We've never talked about golf. I was like, I don't know. I've always, maybe this is the year I get into golf. She's like, oh, you would not do good at golf.
I don't know if your personality in golf mesh.
I was like, oh. And that kind of was like, wow, if she so quickly noticed that, maybe, yeah, I don't think I should invest in this.
Why are the like 5 seconds after you get done bowling when you walk back so awkward? How do we make that better?
Yeah, it really is. Because if you hit a strike, you're supposed to celebrate? I don't know.
But you want to act like you've been there before.
Yeah.
You don't want to fist pump. Who do you think you are? I am.
Who do you think you are?
I'm not doing that when I'm at Sunflower Lanes, you know, but then I don't want to just walk back somber and sad. It's like, I'm happy to be here with all my friends, but I don't know how to look at all of you at once.
Yeah. That is
so awkward.
Yeah. What's that like? It's kind of like when, I don't know, when you meet someone during the COVID, like, I just don't know. Do I shake your hand? Whatever. I shook a guy's hand. I felt bad about it. Also, who do you tip? Who do you tip besides waiters and waitresses? I went to Milwaukee for the shoot and they set up like a car to take me to and from the shoot. And he dropped me off that morning. And then he picked me up at the end of the shoot and dropped me off at the hotel. And it's like, once I got to my room, I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like that's a guy I should have tipped.
The
like,
driver?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I tip luggage people,
usually. If I'm like traveling somewhere and someone is like taking my luggage in somewhere or something, that feels like an opportunity to tip.
Yeah.
Especially in other countries. I think it's pretty expected.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, if you're going to like a Mexico all-inclusive and they pick you up and you give them $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just don't.
Cinco dólares. I don't tip. I've seen you tip before at like coffee shops. I don't tip at coffee shops. Good for you, man.
Well, I firmly say you shouldn't, but I am like at these coffee
shops. I got crazy fingers and I always know what I'm touching.
But coffee shops are like my number one, like every time I go to a coffee shop, a fan meets me, right?
Trying to keep your rep up.
I frequented this one coffee shop and I remember a couple of the people working there were like, hey, you're Trey, right? They're really nice. And then I noticed they weren't friendly to me anymore. And I deep down, I thought like, maybe like, oh, we love Trey, he's the best. And then they started to notice like he tips 0 pennies every time he comes in here.
Dude, it's coffee, though.
I know. I agree with you. But I'm just saying that's the only way. Like, I frequent a coffee shop and they're all like, they know me and they're like, someone knew who I was. And the other guy was like, yeah, I didn't know. I guess you're like famous. What's up, man? And I go in there a lot. And so I always throw him $1 because I don't know. I'm just like, oh, yeah, we love you. You're the guy. And then I come in there every day and never give him anything, which I agree. And I get it black. They're just, here you go. But that's why I do it now. But I was very firm on not doing it before.
Like, I don't know if this is true, but I've heard that Sonic workers get paid less than minimum wage because they're supposed to also earn the rest of their money through tips.
Sonic's always.
Who is tipping a girl walking 20 feet to you?
Yeah. Sonic's always been a weird one to me.
Yeah. I guess they are providing me a service by bringing it out to me, but like, I would happily go through the drive-thru if you had one. Like, you're making me use your service and then expecting me to pay extra for it. Just pay the minimum wage. Pay more than minimum wage.
I don't know how is that ever set up in the first place? I guess it's good because restaurants maybe wouldn't exist if there wasn't the whole like waiters are paid off tips thing.
Yeah.
But
I like the idea. I don't think you're going to jive with this, but I love the idea of being
tipping zero for waiters. No, I did.
Not tipping for a year. It's like a social
experiment.
I had
a phase where I did that.
You didn't tip?
I think I've been ashamed to say this. I'll say this to the Jewless guest. I had a phase when I was 17. So a real too cool for school kid / had no money where it occurred to me and I was like, I have every legal right not to tip ever.
Oh, this is so a high school guy thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. But I had a 6-month phase where me and a buddy, if we like went to like a pizza place, we'd leave zero tip.
Wow.
And that happened one day when we were with some other friends and they're like, all right, guys, let you know, you all have your cash. You all have no money. You're like, let's split this to the very penny. And like, what do we need to tip? And I was like, oh, I'm not tipping.
They're like,
and my buddy was like, yeah, I'm not tipping. And the guy's like, yeah, we have to tip. And I'm like, no, we literally don't. Mm. And I remember the last time I did it, a good friend of mine who's like a nice guy, but at this point it was college. I think I had a better summer job or whatever. But he's just like, dude, are you really gonna? Did you really just do that? Like, you're making more money at your job than they are. They're not making any money either. I was just like, I never did it again.
Wow.
It's like, wow, I'm a horrible person. So Sarah Mazios, I'm sorry.
I owe you.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I have always loved the idea of being a waiter because it's almost like your personality directly equates to how much money you can make. Mm-hmm. And I love the idea of that. I love the challenge of like, I'm a big like winning others over person. So like every 15 minutes, I get a new opportunity to like win a new group of people over with new jokes, with new.
But
like,
you never were one.
Never have been.
No.
But if things don't work out, I'm going to Olive Garden.
Yeah. So I bombed in front of another four top tonight.
Gosh, why do I keep going with the green beans bit? That's not working. Yeah. I need to mix it up. I'm going to go spoons and forks.
We've all had that waiter who is like trying to be a full stand up and bombing. Like, I remember me and my buddy, we're all like 24, like 8 of us. We go to like this barbecue spot in town. And this guy comes in hot with all these jokes. And we were just all like,
dude, read the room.
What?
We're chill.
It was really bizarre. And he like definitely like toned it down as the meal went on. But another thing, I grabbed a dinner for one after my shoot. And this girl was like our age. And she was really, really bubbly and friendly and sweet. And at the end, she's like, are you Trey?
Mm-hmm.
And she was so nice. Oh my gosh, I love all your videos. I'm like, well, now I got a tip really good.
Good for her.
Yeah, I feel like that one was genuine and she really wasn't planning that. But I've been in a lot of situations where right when the bill comes, like, and just before I get out of here, like, I'm a huge fan. I'm like, all right, I got a tip like 25% now.
And just so you know, your comedy videos cured my daughter's cancer.
Yeah.
So anyway, have a good night.
Yeah, just so you know, like, while we are literally dirt poor, your videos mean everything. Like, oh, I got a tip. Really good. No.
Yeah, Tim, 200%.
Gosh, dang it. But
I had a waiter at Pilgrim Coffee the other day. I know you're thinking, I've been there. They don't have waiters.
Yeah.
But I had one. This guy, I don't know if he was new or just was really trying to impress people, but took a girl to coffee there. I ordered a coffee and a muffin. She got a coffee and
you took a girl there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, they said he did, and then he left to like wait on you. I was like, this guy is just
confusing.
People person.
No, I am there. And girl orders coffee and a protein ball. That's it. And he comes over with napkins, with fork, knife, and spoon and sets the table for us, which gave us a lot to laugh about to start the coffee date because she has a fork, knife, and spoon to eat this protein ball. I'm like, you have to use all these.
Did she?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. But he would like, I don't know what, he had, must have just come from like Logan Steakhouse or something and like is not used to the coffee world. Like, all right, there's that. Like laid down the utensils one at a time.
Was he the tall, effeminate guy?
No, I seriously had never seen this guy before.
Was he doing it to everyone? Or he was just like trying to...
I didn't do a good enough job observing.
You ever been to Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, of course.
You ever been when they start doing the dance?
The dance?
You know, it's a...
Dance.
Seriously, at Roadhouse, when it hit like the top of the hour or something, they're like, all the wait staff pauses and they do a little like hoedown.
How do I not remember this? I've definitely been to Texas Roadhouse.
So I had a buddy who worked there. I was like, man, the tips must be good for you to be learning this little choreographed dance. You ever see someone do their birthday at Roadhouse?
You go there more than I do, I guess. You ever seen a bar mitzvah at Texas Roadhouse?
Have you ever been to Roadhouse?
No, I've definitely been. I just haven't seen these celebrations. I mean, I'm sure I've seen a birthday, but I don't remember.
Have you ever been where they butchered the cow in front of everyone?
Oh, now that is fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
Here's old Bessie. But no, it's... If it's your birthday, they like wheel over this saddle you're supposed to get on. And they're like, all right, everyone, it's a birthday. Give us your best. Yeehaw.
This does happen there.
And so it was like the only place in Stillwater that was like pretty decent. I was like, I want to do my birthday there because I have a really good yeehaw.
Yeah.
And I just, because most people, you know, they're like,
yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And I went, yeah. And the whole place is like looking. And I was just like, yeah.
It's attention, my birthday. I love it. It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
We can do what I want, dude.
I got a birthday in like a week whenever this comes out. So,
wait, your birthday's coming up?
If you want to get me a saddle and have me say yeehaw.
That could be a vibe. We could do that on the podcast. Yeah. Come on. Wait, you have a birthday. Are you doing anything?
I hadn't even thought about it until we were talking about birthdays yesterday when we were golfing.
And it's like, oh.
And it dawned on me. I was like, oh, yeah. Which is such a thing when you get older, just kind of not think about it. But even... less than normal thinking about it. So no plans.
I know. And every year, I don't know if your parents do this. My mother every year, my whole life. And now, especially, we don't even remember it. I don't care. But she's like, you know, because live in different cities. She's like, what are you doing for your birthday? I'm like, I don't know. I think last year I was like, I'm by myself traveling for work. So she's like, oh, do you want me to come up there? And I'm like, no, I really don't care. Like, I just hate that. So that's why I'm beginning to like my birthday less and less, because now it's just like a burden for me. We're like, people who love and care about me way too much are like, my wife, I just want to.
Did you have the best day ever?
I want to be with you on your birthday. I'm like, I don't care about this day any more than the others. Like, well, no, listen, we're gonna do something to celebrate. So now I'm like, now I have to please you on my birthday. All right.
I grew up, our family was never big on birthdays. I mean, definitely celebrated them, but not like, I mean, birthday week, birthday month. Once I got to college and started seeing that, I was like, this is
which I'm grateful for.
Yeah, it's still hard for me to conceptualize the idea of a birthday month. It's just so self-absorbing and it's like self-seeking. Just like,
I agree,
dude.
I agree. And we have some people that's gonna fire up, but I'm glad I was raised. It was just like, we'll acknowledge your birthday, but like
on the day,
take it easy.
Yeah.
Cause we have a Bible study that meets. I remember we had a girl who was like, I'm not coming tonight cause it's my birthday. And I just remember, which I know so many people were like, that's fine. It's your birthday. Do whatever you want. But to me, I was like, grow up. Yeah. Number one, aren't we all your friends?
Yeah. Like we'll all be together and we can like do a little extra for you.
No, actually this is even better. It was, and on that particular night, we were going to like serve at some like food pantry.
Oh, gotcha.
That was like our thing. So, which, you know, deep down, I think we can agree like that's not that fun, but it's obviously like a good thing to do and fulfilling or whatever. But it's so funny to me that someone's like, well, it's my birthday, so I'm not going to go like serve others. I'm going to go to like Cheesecake Factory.
Serve myself.
I was just like, all right.
Those food pantry things, though, I've done like Meals a Million and stuff like that before. It's never that fun. Like when you're like getting ready, you're leaving your house to go. You're never that excited. Mm-hmm. And then if you go with the right crew, though, stuff like that could be so fun.
It can be.
It could be so fun.
What's frustrating about some of those, sometimes you're like trying too hard to make it work and you go to a place that like actually doesn't need any help.
Or they just don't even have the infrastructure to like take in like help.
Tear down those boxes and throw them in the recycling bin. Okay, that took me 15 minutes. Now what? Like,
there's a pile of dirt over there. Can you move it to the other side of that building?
It's like,
yeah.
That's literally what we did at a place. They were like, we need to relay. I think it's some like powdery stuff to help like
anthrax.
Is that
no?
it was that well, was this like guy's a name. Biological his name terrorism was thing. El Chapo, and it was like this powdery stuff he wanted.
Yeah,
he
the
wanted
Chapo.
Us to,
yeah,
like putting inside tires.
Huh.
I don't really ask questions.
It probably helped the less fortunate though. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Did you send it off to like somewhere else afterwards or?
Yeah, I just threw it on the back of a semi and a guy just looked at me and like did one of those like.
Like this little yeah, light of mine. Yeah, that's probably his favorite song.
I was just like, okay. And
cool.
That was weird. Now we did one that was like, I don't know this, but I guess food stamps or like what some like people who are, like don't have a lot of resources. They get a lot of stuff provided to them, but not diapers. And I guess diapers are expensive and everyone needs diapers, right? So this whole thing was devoted to like dividing up, giving diapers to people. So we were just, and I guess the way to do it, which in my opinion was felt kind of not efficient, but because like diapers come in packs of 12, but they wanted to send out packs of like 20. So he had to take them out of 12 and then put them together as 20 and wrap them. I don't know what, but
I'll just give it 24.
We made a game out of like who can do the most, and you just had these big saran wrap things. And so they, you know, like my buddy would get like 20, and I would just like, and by the you know, after 2 hours, you're like, got a strategy
so
down,
good just, at it.
And it turns into really, yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. Back to birthdays real quick. I just remembered something. So yeah, I've never been a big birthday guy, but when I'm in that, 2 summers ago, I'm doing that cross-country limousine road trip. It's so fun. Every mm-hmm. day is this like new crazy adventure, and it happens to be my golden birthday while we're on the trip. August 27th, I'm turning 27. We're in Denver, Colorado.
It's called golden birthday.
You never heard about that?
If it like the whatever day of the month on your birthday.
Oh yeah, it's a whole thing.
Wow, okay. I missed that one.
Dang,
shoot.
Bummer. When was yours? What age?
17. I think I went to Red Robin.
Oh, probably didn't tip.
No.
That was that year you didn't tip.
Dad didn't deserve a golden birthday. Dad, don't tip him.
Hey, this is what I want for my birthday. It's for you not
don't
to tip.
Tip him.
But that whole day, Ty and Kyle never said anything about my birthday. Like they knew about it, but hadn't really said anything. And so I, unfortunately and sadly, am building up this expectation of like something's coming. And all day long, you know, like lunchtime, nothing special happening. That's okay. Afternoon, we go out and do some stuff. But it's just like normal stuff. Evening time, we shot a video, dinner, no celebration or anything. And then we kind of just start to go to bed. And I'm like, here it comes. Here comes the big surprise. Nothing. Just went to sleep. And the next day was the 28th.
They didn't even acknowledge it.
I think they like, yeah, not really. And it was fine.
That is hilarious.
You know, it was, had I not built up any expectation, then it would have been a totally great day.
That's amazing.
So that one was on me.
Wow.
For expecting,
sorry for that, man.
Other heterosexual dudes to highly celebrate me.
Oh, it was your birth. I'll never forget when we were there's a group of us together for like a Saturday tailgate. We're going to a football game. We were there all Friday night. We like stayed in Airbnb. We woke up Saturday and we're just chilling on the couch like this, like four of us, just like on our phones, like about to head out. And then my buddy goes, "Yo, Murph, is it your birthday?" Because he's like saw the Facebook app, and our buddy was just like, "Yeah." We just go, happy birthday, man.
Dude, nice. That's awesome.
Like, this is perfect. Yeah. And then just pay no attention to it thereafter.
Murph sounds like a chill dude.
He is. He's a chill bro. But the fake Chapo story reminded me of a time in college where I was in a fraternity.
Nice.
Thanks. it really was like a tame one. It was fine. I didn't really care.
One.
It was chill. But when I was sophomores, with the freshmen, me and my buddy, and this guy was a crazy person. He was hilarious, but he was insane. And, you know, we're both sophomores. He's driving, and we have three freshmen in the back blindfolded because we're like, take him out.
Are you guys playing hostage or is this,
no, this
not a game?
No, this, well, this really, at Oklahoma State, we really, our hazing was like, making you think you're going to be hazed and be like, it's a cookout.
Nice.
It was very like, not what you're seeing.
Gentle and wholesome.
What I've heard. Yeah, it really was. Which I kind of wanted a little bit of that experience.
I want to do some push-ups on my elbows on broken glass. Yeah. Come on.
But so we have them blindfolded and, you know, two of these three dudes I think are with and kind of get like, there's nothing happening. But one dude was just a really nervous guy. He was like, oh. And I don't know if you ever experienced this. If you play like a siren over your like speakers, like a police siren. It sounds so real.
Oh, really? Never tried that.
I was like, let's mess with them. And I played that. And it sounds so real. And the guy driving, he's like, oh crap, dude. He's like, dude, I've got a gun in my backseat. crap. He's just making it up. And the other two dudes in the back are laughing. But the one is like, oh, dude.
Is it registered?
Oh, he's like, oh, where'd you get? Did you get it at Walmart or what? And he's like, should I take the blindfold off? And we're like, no, be quiet, man. Don't take your blindfold off. And
that's great advice.
Yeah.
Definitely leave the blindfolds on for the cops.
And the guy acts like he gets out to talk to the cops. And he sprints back in. He's like, holy crap, dude, I just punched that cop. And he peels out. And the other two dudes are like kind of laughing. But the one scared kid is like, oh my gosh.
That's funny, dude.
And we pull back in. We all got out of the car and we just go, hey, man. To the nervous kid. We go, hey. Shh. And he just goes, okay. And he runs off.
I'll be a beta for life. I won't tell anyone.
He totally bought us. Like, you think we have illegal firearms and then assaulted a cop and drove off and we're just,
oh right, my gosh.
Go about your business.
Whoever your friend was driving sounds hilarious.
He is.
I just punched that cop. Yeah. That's funny, dude.
Oh.
So the even watered down version of that, I really thought you were playing it. Have you ever heard of the game Hostage?
I have.
Okay.
It's a good youth group game, right?
I was going to say, that's what we played at my college.
Yeah.
It was Hostage. Nice. It was pretty fun.
Explain that one again.
It's a game, if you guys don't know, all about blindfolding your friends. It is pretty fun. I mean, my college town was in a small town.
Sounds like a surprise birthday party.
Yeah. Sounds like a week from today. Who knows? Basically, let's say you have 20 people. That means you have five teams of four. So five cars, four people. You have like a driver, a navigator, and then your two other people on your team. You all switch cars. Once two other people get in your car, they're your hostages. You blindfold them. You set a time period. Like, we're all going to leave this parking lot. And at the 6 minute mark, wherever you're at, you have to drop off your hostages. Just kick them out of your car.
Mm.
And so when the timer starts, you're trying to like confuse them a little bit. You're got to turn around. You go to the Walgreens parking lot, make some turns real quick, disorient them. And then you just drive out to the country as far as you can go. And then as soon as they hit 6 minutes, they get out. And this is before GPS. And so you would just, as soon as you get out of the car, then you're calling your team's driver or navigator or whatever. Be like, okay, I think we went west, like past the old high school.
Right, right.
Like, try to find me there. And they're like, dang it, we drove all the way to the east side to drop off whatever. And then it's a race to find your hostages and bring them back to that central spot. Pretty fun.
That sounds fun. Have you ever heard of, what's it called? It's the fool's errand game. It's like called something hunting.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, snipe hunting.
Snipe hunting.
Yeah.
I have an embarrassing story to tell.
Oh, no. I was about to say, I've never done it, never been a part, but I know what it's
about.
When
did you hear about it?
Probably high school.
Freshman year of college. I never heard of this. And I had this buddy who's like I don't know. I pride myself on like not being naive and foolish.
Being
but
with
dude,
it.
He was out from the country. I grew up a real city boy. He's like, you ever heard of snipes? Like snipe hunting? I was like, no, what? He's like, there's like these little birds that like only at night they kind of come out and they kind of like make these little noises. I don't know. They're fun. And you just go out and you can like, if you ever shine a flashlight, they're like attached to the flashlight and you can just like find them. I don't know. He explained it away. And I was like,
that sounds convincing.
That sounds interesting. And I was like, I mean, I'm down. I've never done something like that.
They taste good. Like, what can you do with snipes afterwards?
So he tells me and another buddy this and like a couple others. And clearly some are in on it and some are clueless. Me being one, like, yeah, we're going to go out to these woods and do it. I was like, okay, sick. And so it's a big group of us and we have flashlights and we're like going into the woods. We're like looking and it was maybe like 12 or 15 of us.
It's a big group.
And I think like five or six are clueless and the others are in on it.
Okay.
And we're kind of looking back. And then I think those guys who were in on it kind of sat back a little and kind of give each other the eye. And I turn around and I see about half the crew sprinting back to the truck. And at that point I realized like, oh my gosh. I tried to catch them and they peel off and leave us. And I was just like, I can't believe I allowed this to happen.
It like clicks. You're like, wait, I've been on Earth 19 years and I've never heard of a snipe.
I'm out here. Oh, it's like that easy to find this bird. Oh, that was bad, man.
I had some friends in Fayetteville, Arkansas. This is when I was in college and they got me good. They said, we want to take you hillbilly skydiving. You ever heard of that?
No.
It's like, I guess, Arkansas's version of snipe hunting.
I'd fall for it.
Yeah. It's like, so I love adventure. I love adrenaline. Let's do it. And so they blindfolded us in the car. You know, it was basically like, just trust us. This is how you hillbilly skydive. I was like, all right. Blindfolded a few of us, drove us somewhere. And then we got out and we're just like walking through like some brush. Like it feels like we're in like the woods. And then right, like we get through walking through the woods and then it feels like concrete, something firm. So I'm like, maybe I'm on like a rock, like I'm on like the edge of a cliff or something. And they're like, all right, when we say jump, you have to jump and jump as high as you can. Okay. If you don't jump as high as you can, you could get hurt. This is just like, trust us, like just jump straight up on three. And I'm like, where am I? Like, how is that possible? Like, what's going to happen? And basically they had taken us
TikToks of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, they'd taken us to an outdoor car wash where after you go through the car wash, then there's like this machine that will air dry.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
Oh, okay. It'll like, so once you're done driving through the car wash, you can also drive it through this machine that blows air like crazy to dry all the water off your car. And so I guess they had made a little noise and you're like, you know, right as they're putting the quarters in. So we didn't hear it. And so right when they tell us to jump, they just blast us with air. So, I mean, like you go flying back, like blindfold goes off, like shirts all over. And you're just for a second and a half, you are so confused. And that's the whole prank.
We're just so disoriented.
Yeah. It was a good one, though.
Scary? Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like the fear building up to it. I'm like, where am I? I'm not totally sure why I'm still going along with this. And this one, two, three. I mean, just jumping as high as I can. And this vroom. It's confusing. It is very confusing.
That sounds horrible.
Hillbilly skydiving.
That's almost like, yeah, that's it. Sounds as disoriented as the time I thought I took an hour nap from 5 to 6 p.m. And actually, I slept 13 hours. And it was 6 a.m. It's like, when I realized it. I have a buddy who's currently pranking a friend where a good friend's getting married soon and they sent out all the invites. I might have mentioned this, but it's these two dudes who live together and the one dude got the invites first and like wrote a fake letter saying like, hey man, sorry you didn't make the cut to the other. And so he gave it to him and he bought it. He's like, why are you invited and I'm not? He's like, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
And then of course the bride and groom are like, well, he is invited, so like, you need to tell
him.
He's like, no, I got this. So he wrote him another fake letter like, dude, you're back in. So he's still, everyone knows this except the guy. And he doesn't realize that like he thought he didn't make the cut, but now he's back in.
In the cut. That's funny. That's a good prank.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
Pranks.
Yeah, we could probably share stories for a long time.
I know. I'm trying to think of another good prank. Oh, we had remember in college, I don't know if this is where you were at, but a bit like being a campus rep was a big thing for so many brands.
Like clothing brands or whatever.
Yeah, it's just all sorts of them. And so that with that in mind, there's this one time we had this good friend of ours. She came over to that. Like we were all in bed except one of our roommates came home platonically with this girl who's a good friend of ours, like to like come hang and like get a snack or something.
Okay.
And I think they had been out and about. So she fell asleep on our living room couch.
Okay.
So I wake up to my buddy being like, dude, why is so-and-so in our living room?
Couch.
I was like, I have no idea. That's so bizarre. Like this didn't happen. We were not, girls weren't in our house very often.
Yeah.
We were six dudes in a three bedroom on twin beds.
Jeez.
It's the best way to do it.
Save some money. Yeah.
And I was like, what? And they're like, and anyways, she leaves. And then the guy who was the first to see her waking up tells the story. He's like, you know, I didn't want to embarrass her, but I've got to tell this. But when I first woke up and saw her out there, she was not only asleep in our living room, but she had a packet of like sandwich cheese slices on her with like wrappings all over her. Like she went to our fridge, got that night before, ate, started eating it, and fell asleep eating. We were like, what? And we grabbed the packet. We're like, this is so weird. It was like Chipotle cheddar. And our roommate had said, he's like, dude, I had just bought that. I had not opened it yet. And the package says 10 slices. There were four left. So we drafted up this fake email to her from Kraft asking her to be a campus rep. And saying, like, we've heard you have an immense passion for cheeses.
And specifically the Chipotle cheddar.
And she, like, you know, knew it was us, but she was a great sport. And to this day, like, this was years ago. None of us talked to her anymore. But, like, for the next couple of years, like, we'd all get a random Snapchat from her, like, eating cheese or something. She's like, thank you to y'all. But that was an amazing, we drafted this whole year. It was like, we heard your immense passion for cheeses and your incredible ability to consume massive quantities in a sitting
at any hour of the day. Have you ever told you a story about in college when we convinced a guy he had a speech impediment? Is that familiar? That is pretty like, there was not a lot of forethought that went into it, but a guy named Brian Turnbow just walked into our dorm one night. And then my friend just goes, well, 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 if it isn't Brian Turnbow. And he just goes, what? Why do you say it like that?
That's how you say it.
Exactly. And so I'm like, oh, I guess has my friend been like waiting to do this for a while? Like, whatever, I'll go along with it. He's like, well, I mean, you know, that's kind of how you say it. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. Like, I just figured we're good enough friends. Like, we kind of poke fun of it.
Never mind.
Yeah. And he's like, wait, what are you saying? He's like, you have a speech impediment. Like, you can't say your R's. And then, yeah, I'm starting to get on it. Like, dude, I'm sorry if this was like offensive. We just thought like you probably knew. And he's like, literally, no one has ever told me this
literally
before. Literally, we're like, dude, I'm sorry. I just figured you knew. And he's like, he can't even process it, right? You know, it's like, I have a speech impediment. And we're like, I mean, it's not a big deal. We don't make fun of you for it,
that's
but
fine,
I just figured
fine.
You knew. And so then we start running him through some tests. So I'm like, just say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know, he says it perfectly. You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm like, you don't hear that? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? He's like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm like,
reindeer.
So, like, do you not? Well, you can't hear yourself very well. And so we're like, say Little Red Riding Hood, you know, Little Red Riding Hood. It was awesome. Gets to the point, no joke, that he calls his mom just because he is so just like perplexed. How could no one tell me?
No, I'm going to call my mom.
He calls his mom, puts on a speakerphone, and it's just like, mom, like, this is weird. I'm sorry to call you. It's late at night, but like, do I have a speech impediment? And then we just start dying laughing. And we just couldn't hold in. And he was a good sport, but it was so awesome.
That's the best.
Yeah.
That's great. Mom, that is the best.
Brian.
People who, did you take speech class growing up?
Yeah, third and fourth.
You did.
Great. Couldn't say my R's.
Loser.
Yeah.
Loser.
Well, loser who got free candy an hour a day every day. It's pretty sweet.
That's one of my faves is to make fun of kids who had to do speech class when they're younger. I'm like, oh, school was hard for you.
Speech was awesome, dude.
That's interesting. You did. You don't strike me as a guy who needed speech.
You should see some home videos of me when I was little. I talked kind of like Forrest Gump. both in cadence and intelligence.
Wow, okay.
Come a long way. A little bit of a southern drawl.
You're a podcaster. A true inspiring story right there.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to hear back from Dateline and a couple other places to do a like a special on me, but it's pandemic, so I'm sure their inbox is crowded.
Yeah, that's probably true. I remember fourth grade doing an arm wrestling competition and losing to a couple of girls.
Okay.
Which I didn't like. And then in first grade, I lost a foot race to a girl.
I mean, they advance faster than we do at that
Thank
age.
Thank you.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's what I would say if I lost.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, her name was Ronda Rousey.
Rousey?
So.
That's fine.
I could beat her up, dude.
There's no way.
No, I couldn't. I could beat a WNBA player 1-on-1, though. I don't know either. I used to be so confident in that, but we did a co-ed league, and there was like one team where a girl showed up who could like ball, and she wasn't afraid to just like, you know, body you and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I gotta actually like really guard this girl, and it's very intimidating.
Yeah, I played for 4 years actually. I was on our college's women's practice squad team or whatever.
Okay,
so I like, you know, played against D2 college athletes.
What are your thoughts?
Very quick. I mean, if you're making it to that level, and that was the only division two.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, obviously, like, men are typically taller and stronger, but still, I mean, if you're playing against someone who is taller and stronger than you,
yeah,
they're definitely going to be quicker than you.
So it was tough. Like, they were better than you.
When we would play like 5-on-5, like full court, we would win just because we are a little faster, a little more athletic, and like our fast break game was pretty good. Sorry, I sound like Brian there for a little bit. but like half court, if they were like running their sets or running their plays, like they would do pretty well against us.
Yeah. Hey, I don't know. Because when I was in fifth grade, that coach I had also taught like 10th grade girls. Both like competitive. And we would practice against them, which was, they were better, but not like a lot. It was like a good challenge for us as like 11-year-olds. And they were like, you know, 15. But
yeah.
I don't know. Some of those girls can really ball. I'm scared of them.
Yeah. Dude, you ever seen the clips of that like lingerie football league? What's going on there?
No.
I'm married.
Yeah, I've seen those. I don't. Yeah, where do they find those women?
Where do they come from?
My
How
gosh.
Much are they getting paid?
Not much.
I hope it's.
I guess they just love being violent.
Do they get tips, you think?
I don't. Not for me. I don't tip anybody.
I don't tip them.
Yeah, that one's. Feels like it should be more popular because it's pretty hilarious concept, but these girls are smacking each other.
If you don't know.
And I just struggle because as a grown man, I don't want to be that violent.
Yeah.
Where are they finding these women?
It's like limited pads, limited clothing.
Like I'll like be messing with Katie and kind of like nudge her. And she's like, too aggressive. Oh,
I bruise easily.
Too aggressive. I'm like, where are they finding girls who are like clotheslining each other?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know.
Girls in general are just have less regard for their body when it comes to like physical. Like you ever watched like what's it called? Like Powerpuff football or even just like intramural like girls like flag football.
Yeah, there was always those like handful
smack each other.
Always a handful Powerpuff where you're like, okay, this girl is gonna decapitate somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like in men's flag football, you rarely see like collisions. There's like a little bit of like stutter stepping before you like pull someone's flag. You get down a little lower. Girls flag football. They just run upright into each other. Mm-hmm. It looks like medieval jousting.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, they just like stomach on stomach hit each other, which is hard to do in a sport.
I almost de-cleated a girl at home plate in kickball the other day.
Yeah. Well, at least she was wearing cleats.
Yeah. she's like, sorry. Cause she, you know, and I don't fully know it cause I'm not super well versed in baseball, but obviously like you have to kind of get out of the way of the runner. Like there's certain ways you have to step off the base.
Unless you're catching a ball.
Mm-hmm. And she was just like, I did like a leap trying to like dodge a ball into home plate. And so the ball was nowhere near her. And she was like standing on home plate. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And kind of ran into each other. She kind of moved and I avoided it. And so it wasn't like a disaster, but it's like, I don't know. Or I had this where I was playing first base. You know, there's like a base off the side of first base that you run through.
Oh, they do that in kickball?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Wow.
I think just to avoid, because no one knows what they're doing and like how to properly play it. So just like run. There's two bases now for first. Just like run on the outside one to avoid a disaster. I played first base last game. So I have like a foot, you know, on the base and I'd be like, you know, doing like a split second play and trying to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't running to the outside base, which she should have done anyway.
Yeah.
Because that's what they tell us to do. But she would run on the base and like she did this both times she had bat. Good for her for sprinting through first and get it on base. But she would like rail into me, dude.
Oh.
And I was just like, this is weird. If I stand my ground, I'm just going to like mow her over. So I'm just like eating these hits from this girl. Like, stop running into me.
That kind of stuff irks me.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not in your way. Stop barreling into me.
I don't care who it is, but just like the lack of self-awareness to not. Or just like observational, like, I don't know. You don't see an extra base. Yeah, yeah. You don't see that you're running into someone. Yeah. Oh, it irks me.
Yeah, kickball. We have a tournament, man. If you're listening to this, it's tonight. We're 2-4
going into the tournament.
There's only four teams, so we're 2-0 against one team, and 0-4 against the other two teams. But they've been close, and I still believe it'd be an incredible comeback story, kind of like your speech.
I was gonna say it'd be cool if we each had documentaries about us for different reasons.
So. I hope to check in next week with a really good update. I feel good about it. So
okay, I should check in as well because when you're listening to this, last night I had our league's pickleball tournament, which is good that our leagues are running on the same schedule.
That is good. I appreciate that.
Thank goodness.
It's a big week for us. Oh my gosh.
We should get some rest.
How do you feel?
I feel great. I feel good. I feel wonderful. I feel like the left side of my neck is a little sunburnt, but I'll be fine.
Good.
We're 11-1 going into the tournament, so expectations are high. Second place is only 8-4.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of the diaper dandy. Will you back it up? I'm a Cinderella story, hoping for the best. It's a big week.
We should probably take off.
Yeah. Do less guests. We'll update you in the Instagram Friday if you're in the Instagram.
Ooh, yeah.
Success. That'll be exciting.
Ooh, we should do press conferences on the Instagram.
Okay. We'll do that. That'll be fun. Episode 16, maybe? I don't really know anymore.
It definitely could be.
But thank you guys. If you're new, thanks for listening. We'll see you again next Thursday. Do Less God Bless Pod is tomorrow and another video tomorrow and today and all the things.
Happy birthday out there, you guys.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
And tip your waiters and waitresses and luggage people. And that's it.
Do Less God Bless. Peace.
Bye.